You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Madison. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX. It's time for the John and Gordy Morning Show. The John Gordy Radio Show on WMDX.
All right. Good morning. Good morning.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's when, you know, many years ago, that was the jingle we used.
That's right. Back in the 50s.
That's right.
Yeah. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got some new music. You know, we're kind of filtering it in, some of our new jingles.
We're trying it out. We're spitballing. We're throwing it around the table.
Workshopping.
Only because, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
If you know how to work AI, you can kind of fine-tune a little bit. And
sure.
I think we've finally done it. We had some really horrible jingles prior to that.
Right. Yeah.
And they didn't last long. Maybe
no,
one
didn't.
Play.
Yeah.
But this time.
Yeah. I think we got it down. Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. We've got some sunshine peeking through the cloud cover this morning. It's cool out there. It's going to be breezy at times today and high just 60 degrees. Right now, 55 degrees here.
Yeah.
And we have Savannah Tomei Olson with us this morning. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
On a shortened work week, that's kind of nice, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Day four. I love it.
Yep.
So let's see. What have you got for us this morning?
Right.
What's happening around Madison and southern Wisconsin?
What should people know?
Yes.
So we've got more workers at our grocery stores here in Madison who are joining unions.
Oh, really?
I just talked to some folks from the Festival Foods over on East Wash earlier this week, and they told me all about how they just voted to join a union back on the 14th. And 72% of... 72% of their employees voted to join basically the grocery workers union that represents like almost a million grocery store workers across the country. Mm-hmm. We've seen union membership drop the last few decades across the country, but at least here in Madison, at least here in grocery stores, we're seeing an increase. This is at least the ninth that I could count where the employees are part of a union.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now,
Now that we know that most of the federal workers lost their union ability.
That's right. Now, I understand the Democrats are introducing a bill that is going to try to get rid of Act 10.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. Well, it's also going to be in front of the state Supreme Court at some point here. And now that there's a liberal bent, we'll see how that turns out when they finally take it up and decide to release an opinion. But Democrats are trying to repeal Act 10 with these new labor bills. They're also trying to strengthen laws against misclassification. I knew this concept. I didn't know this is what it's called. That's basically where lots of construction companies can call their employees independent contractors when they're not. And basically that gets them out of providing benefits, paying payroll taxes, paying into unemployment and that kind of stuff. Mm. So the law or the bill that they have proposed would make that a whole lot tougher for companies to do. It would also reinstate prevailing wage laws, which is basically where construction workers working in any specific area have to make in the same ballpark as what other workers make in that county, which Republicans repealed Wisconsin's prevailing wage law in 2015. So all the Democrats in our state assembly and state Senate are pushing for these bills, but they're not the ones in charge. So there would have to be some Republican support, which I think is highly unlikely, but they've proposed them anyway. That's kind of the position Democrats are in here in the state legislature.
Well, and that puts the Republicans in between a rock and a hard place because, I mean, opposing benefits for our working class out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is a... what do they call it? It's what kind of economy is this here? It's a
gig economy.
Gig economy, yeah. Right. You know, with with the gig economy in place, we've got to protect the workers at this point. This is something new. This has cropped up on them, and it snuck up on them, and they just aren't ready or prepared to take, you know, some kind of action in order to protect all these workers out there. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how they're going to react to this. Like you say, they probably will oppose something like this, but at their own risk, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, and advocates say we've got to do something. We ranked in the bottom 10 states for wage growth. Wisconsin did last year. So, the people in labor unions and just labor advocates in general say we've got to do something here because, you know, we can talk all day long about how high inflation has risen and how hard it is for the average person to make ends meet, even just compared to 5 years ago.
Yeah. Boy, that's something. All right.
Savannah, thank you so much. You have plans for the weekend, I'm sure?
I've got no plans.
Hey, why don't you stop by the listener appreciation party that happens tomorrow between 3 and 6 at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove, if you have time.
Perfect. Nap time is over right about 3 o'clock. I'll be there.
Hey, okay. Bring the kids because they do have a playground area there in the patio area.
Awesome.
It's all fenced in, too. Yeah. So.
Well, now I have plans. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right, that'd be great.
Excellent. Thank you,
We'd love to see you there.
All right, good to talk to you. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
That's Savannah Tomei Olson from WMDX News. Okay. Let's see. Want to remind you, our Brewers tickets are up for grabs. Again, it's free ticket Friday. We have a four-pack of tickets to the game against St. Louis on Sunday, September 14th. The key word, and you have until 8 a.m. for this keyword, base is the keyword, B-A-S-E. This is a statewide contest, so you'll have other chances to win on the Civic Media Radio Network later on today. So keep listening.
All right. RFK Jr. took some took some questions yesterday from some senators out there, and it didn't go well for him, I don't think.
Yeah. Did you watch some of this? It was amazing.
I did, and a lot of those answers were very, very bad answers from RFK Jr. I tell you what, before we go to that, we got a couple of cuts for you, really great cuts. You got to listen to this stuff. But we have Dick on the line. Why don't we go to Dick first?
Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us today?
Well, real quick, for Luke Matters years back, but he didn't like it. It was, for all the news that matters, Luke Matters.
There you go. Yes.
No, the RFK's thing, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
And then when they asked him about how many people died of COVID, I don't really know.
Which proves that he doesn't believe that, vaccine saved anybody. Right. Yeah. I mean, this is really
the situation that you were talking about earlier with tariffs.
Yeah.
Remember the good old days when scams like, Enron were?
Yeah.
That would be pissant next to this.
Oh, it would. It definitely would. This is just outrageous to think they're betting against the tariffs. My God. Yeah. Do you think this would be a big story? I know. All right.
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah, all right, Dick. We're going to get to what's going on with RFK Jr. In the hearings. We have this incredible cut from Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, this is really
trapping RFK Jr. on this thing. And I heard a lot of discussions about this. I mean, this is the ability to get the vaccine when you want it or who's going to pay for it because they're just transferring all the costs, all health care, onto the working class at this point. It's no longer going to be covered by the government. Well, let's listen to this cut from Elizabeth Warren and RFK Jr. Oops.
I'm sorry. Anybody can get it.
Anyone. So you're saying that is now the official rule of HHS. Anybody is eligible to get a booster.
That's right. Game of semantics. For free? No. Oh, ouch. All right, let's pause it there. Yeah. Let's pause it there. Yeah. That, now, there's so much in this.
It goes on and on.
From what I've heard and I've read, people aren't able to get the vaccine because states are unsure about what will happen if they provide that vaccine to anybody who walks in and asks for it. They're, first, they don't want to be liable for it. Second, they don't know if it'll be covered by the insurance company. So they're just not offering the vaccine to people.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's true in Wisconsin, but I've heard and read that that is what's going on nationwide. Mm-hmm. And some of those vaccines cost $350. Right. So you're on the hook for that. That's raising your costs up. That's taking money out of your pocket when it didn't have to be like that. He's playing a game of semantics with the public health. This is the most egregious thing you could ever imagine.
Yeah. It didn't go well for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. yesterday. No.
No.
Both sides were just all over him.
Just outrageous.
Yeah, it just went on.
Well, I got another cut here. Let's play cut 18. And he suggests that transgender medications and other drugs may cause mass shootings. He denies it at first, but I put a couple of proofs after it. Let's listen to this.
Okay.
Just last week, in the days after the tragic shooting at Annunciation Catholic School in my home state of Minnesota, you went on Fox News blaming school shootings on antidepressants. You have no evidence of that because you have no evidence of a connection. And you want to talk about...
I didn't. You're just saying something. You're just making stuff up.
You know, this is what you say, right?
No,
Secretary Kennedy, when someone presents you with information that does not fit...
I did not blame that shooting. I have no idea whether... I have no idea, and I never said that. You're making it up. You're twisting.
Not...
Yeah, you are.
Launching studies on the potential contribution of some of the SSRI drugs and some of the other psychiatric drugs that might be contributing to violence. You know, many of them on there have black box warnings that warn of suicidal ideation.
There is. So that's
Robert F.
Kennedy Jr. We'll continue this discussion about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. blaming drugs on this.
Yeah. Coming up next, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot, find out about the weekend weather on John and Gordy, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah. Space cowboy.
Sure.
You know where it's at.
Yeah.
Know where it's at.
Yeah, man. You know where it's at.
My wife is a writer, and she can't stand that. Yeah, you know where it's at?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, yeah, Steve Miller Band.
That was one of the songs we were jamming to in your space car yesterday.
Yeah, my space car, yeah.
Coming back from the Brewers game. You were cranking it up there.
I know. When we entered the atmosphere again, it was very useful to hear that.
Ann and Dom were sitting in the back seat, and their ears were bleeding. It was so loud. They were like pleading for us to turn it down.
And every time we tried to turn it down, John would turn it right back up on the next song. I was like, what's going on here?
That was a good one, though.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to spread it around to all the speakers in the cars, you know, and give it that surround feel.
Yeah, yeah.
But that didn't work out real well for you guys in the backseat.
It is 23 past the hour, and a very cool start this morning. Yeah. Temperatures
cold.
In the 50s this morning, mid-50s. There was no ice. God. But the high today, just around 60, and it's going to be a little breezy at times. But let's get the latest from our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning to you. You're going to be at the listener appreciation party tomorrow, right?
I am. Yeah. I'm so excited for it. Yay.
And the weather looks like it's going to be okay, but it's going to be a little on the cool side. So maybe people should wear their light jackets and sweaters.
Yeah.
Right? I know. What else? I don't know.
I know. I was trying to plan. I'm like, okay, so do I wear long sleeves to this? Because I'm freezing my butt up here. My wind chill right now is in the mid-30s.
Wow.
But you guys are sitting in the 50s, so I might be a little warm or sweaty if I'm wearing
I don't know. It's still kind of chilly out there, and if it's going to be windy, I mean, you're the person who has all the information
for us
on
layers,
Saturday.
You know,
what's going on Saturday? You know, tell us for the party.
So Saturday threw in a little surprise for me. You know, I've been telling you it's been going to be sunny, beautiful, all these things, winds calming down, highs in the low 60s. Well, we're still looking at sunshine, highs in the low 60s, but now there's a small chance for spotty sprinkles in the afternoon while we're out there at the party. So keep that in mind. So like you said, layers, maybe toss an umbrella or something you don't mind getting a little wet. Hey, doesn't look like heavy rain or anything.
Okay.
It'll be a hit or miss.
Brittany, we have one of your fans here, Tom from Hartford, who is asking a question. Record low, high temperatures tomorrow?
Question mark.
Question mark.
That's what we're hearing.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think?
I didn't look at your exact high temperatures for
not
the records
here,
tomorrow.
Not today. Yeah, but there are chances of record high, low temperatures. Rather.
Record low highs.
It's hard to say, right?
Yeah.
Record cold high temperatures yesterday.
Yes.
We broke them in Wausau, Rhinelander, Oshkosh, Merrill, Marshfield, Manitowoc, Green Bay, all those places. Now, today, Madison, your record right now is, yesterday was 63 degrees.
Okay.
You guys hit, I'm sorry, I'm getting this all confused. It was 60 degrees for the record. You hit 63 degrees, so you went 3 degrees over it, so you didn't hit it yesterday. Yeah. You were a little bit too warm. Today, the record is 57 for Madison. It set back in 1876. Wow. And yes, we are looking at only reaching the upper 50s today, maybe 60. So we
might have that record low high.
Yeah. You're flirting with that today. And it's going to feel worse. It's going to feel like record cold because we've got those winds about 20 to 30 miles per hour on top of it. So it's going to feel about 5 to 10 degrees cooler than that. So really more like low to mid-50s is what you should dress for today.
Right. It took me a little while to catch on to what you guys are talking about. You know, talking to weather people, very confusing.
We're nerds.
record low highs.
It's intentionally confusing.
Where the hell am I going with this?
All Basically, it's too darn cold for this time of year is what it means.
Okay. All right, Brittany. Very good. Well, we look forward to seeing you there tomorrow at Downdrin's Distilling. Yeah. It happens between 3 and 6, and it'll be great to see you.
Yeah.
Very good.
Awesome. Sounds good, guys.
All right.
See ya.
Have a good day. That's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist here. Okay. Got a couple of minutes here.
All right. Let's continue. You know, we heard a little bit of RFK Jr. Denying the fact that he's blaming drugs on some of these mass shootings, especially, you know, maybe transgender medications. So let's listen just last part of it. Another bit of proof that he is doing that. He is blaming some of these drugs. Let's listen.
And homicidal ideation. So we can't exclude those as a culprit, and those are the kind of studies that we're doing.
I certainly consider mass shootings a health crisis, and we are doing for the first time real studies to find out what the etiology of that is. And we're looking for the first time at psychiatric drugs. You know, these kind of mass shooting, people have had guns in this country forever.
So it was imperative that we ask Secretary Kennedy these questions, especially in the wake of this week's Minneapolis mass school shooting. And also just...
All right, so now that's the proof that he actually did insinuate that. And yeah. And that's... What we're trying to do here is at least set the record straight, okay? And I want to get to one more cut here, and this is the Epstein victims. They are putting a list together of the client list that they can come up with.
Right.
But they are susceptible to being sued for that. So it's going to happen on the House floor. Let's listen to Cut 19.
The survivors said that they had decided to compile their own list, but the reality is if they try to release that list, they're going to be sued into homelessness. They will be attacked. They will have death threats. And so what my colleague Marjorie Taylor Greene volunteered to do, and I volunteered to do as well, is to read that list on the floor of the House of Representatives, because our founders put into the Constitution speech or debate immunity, which says that we can't be prosecuted for what we say on the floor of the House. So we're willing to help those survivors get those names out there. And as my colleague Ro Khanna has said, we trust the public to determine who were donors to the Epstein Scholarship Fund and who were users of the women who were exposed to sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm. So that is a great plan. And
yes.
I'll tell you what, if Marjorie Taylor Greene does any one good thing in this life, this will be it.
Yeah, she is behind that. Yeah. Okay. We got the Midwest Food and Farm Report next, and then Rockers in the studio with a Max Inc. preview. Stay with us. Dead cowbell going, yeah. WMDX. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, and time for a Max Inc. preview. Dom Lee is our producer. We've got a few clouds out there this morning. It's a cool start, mid-50s. Highs around 60. Today, and Rocker is in the studio. Good morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys?
You are, man.
Yes, you are happening. We've got
Friday,
a surprise for you.
It is Friday.
Oh,
now,
we have
a little surprise. Now, you know, we played that intro, but there's another intro we sometimes play for you. And you've kind of, you know, behind the scenes, you haven't said anything, really.
No,
but
I think
we
you said
tell.
Something. You said something on the air.
Yeah,
how
you just
sucked.
Whoops. It sucked, and you didn't really like it, and you were
furious. I sucked?
Well, pretty close to that.
Okay, all right.
So we put our heads together here, and we created a new open.
And we hurt our heads, by the way, at the same time.
Yeah. So we got the John and Gordy Singers together in our band. We put our band back together again.
Nice.
The AI John and Gordy band.
Yeah. So go ahead and hit the music there, Dom. This is your new open here on the John and Gordy Show. All right? Here you go. See if this is to your liking.
Let me tell you about a rocket.
Yeah.
He's got a real heavy rockin' band. He really knows about the music scene. He can rock it if you know what I mean. They call him the rocker. Yeah, yeah, he rocks it on the radio. His name is Rocker. If he likes it, he will tell you so.
Wow.
Rockin' every Saturday night. We love the rocker.
Wow.
There you go, yeah, man.
Oh, I can't believe that. Now, that's awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you.
And it's really awesome that you guys gave me the lyrics, because, you know, as a drummer, I usually don't listen to lyrics. So this was perfect.
Well, that's the short version. There's actually a longer version.
What?
I edited that down. There's a three-minute version
there's
of that.
There's a 17-minute drum solo.
Yeah.
So
it's
anyway.
Actually half an album side.
Yeah, that's right. So there you have it. And we hope you like it.
Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome, guys. That is so fun.
You know, we mentioned the 17-minute. Yesterday, we were coming back from the Brewer game, and John put on Inagata De Vida, the 17-minute version of
nice.
Inagata De Vida. That's oh, right. My God. It seemed like it was 45 minutes long. It was.
The drum solo was the best part of that whole thing.
Ah, yeah. Carmen Appice.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
It
incredible
really
drummer.
Was.
Drummer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
No
wow.
Okay.
Very cool. That is all so right. Awesome, guys. I'm stunned. I'm speechless.
Well, there you go. Now
here
you
I am on the radio, speechless.
Yes. All right. Well, let's tell everybody what's happening with Max Inc. All right.
Let's see. Well, you know, Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. on WMDX 92.7 right here, you can find Max Inc. Radio. Find our podcast at civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. We feature interviews, local music, and even live performances. This week, Mac O'Brien, she is going to be in the studio. She's playing the Whiskey Jacks. We'll talk about that in a moment. She's going to walk down here to the studio for an interview. And live from the Mad City with John Massino, legendary guitarist from the 70s with Punch and his own bands through the 80s and 90s. We'll talk to him. And then we have Aaron Weber. Aaron Weber is from the Aaron Weber Group. He's one of the great sponsors of Max Inc. Radio, but they are having a client appreciation party on 9/20. Coming up, 4 p.m. at the Mad Moto Farm. That's down the freeway a bit. You'll have to go online to find it, but it's this big farm, and it's crazy. So he's going to come in Saturday to talk about this party, the Aaron Weber Group, mm-hmm. and it's going to be 80s music by Circus, the band Circus, and they're going to have food.
Ah.
Beef butter barbecue, chocolate shop ice cream, Traveling Tom's coffee truck, and plenty of kegs of beer on
Boy,
tap.
That's a lineup.
Yeah, that's great.
Obstacle course, bands, music. It's fun. It's a client appreciation party. All are welcome. It's free to get in. Find more at movetomadison.com and listen to Aaron Weber tomorrow night. He'll be on the show 6:30 p.m., so tune in. And we'll find out what kind of socks he's wearing, because he never wears the same socks on each foot. Wow. We always take a picture and then we post it on the web every time he comes in.
Okay, well, good to know. All right.
Wow.
Sounds right. All right.
So let's check out Mac O'Brien. Mac O'Brien, she's playing with her band this Saturday night, September 6th, at Whiskey Jack's on State Street. You can listen to her right here on WMDX 92.7 FM. Mackenzie O'Brien will stop by Max Inc. Radio and talk about the new music, the new band lineup, and will premiere two new songs. And right now, we actually have one of them, Cold-Blooded. It's a sneak preview. It's going to be released September 24th. It's a duet with Will Campling. That's the son of Bill Campling. You might know him from Chicago.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
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 And so this is pretty cool. This is brand new. This is a little clip. Hasn't even been released yet. This is Mac O'Brien, Cold-Blooded.
You in my head, even when I'm red. Burn every bridge as high lit, bad as it gets. Your demons dance with a silver tongue. Your medicine, you sell and don't cure anyone. But I love your lies like fire.
That is
sounds
nice.
Great.
That's nice.
Love the banjo.
Now that's a hot
gotta
banjo.
Gotta love the banjo.
I'm telling you, if bands want to get on the radio on John and Gordon's show, all they need to do is throw a little bit of banjo. I mean, you only need like 3 seconds of banjo, and I'm like, oh, all right.
Oh, John's but you know, there was a banjo in the music part of that was just banging away. That was an amazing piece of banjo work.
Yeah.
All right. Well, but really by the way, band. The voice is fantastic. That's Mac O'Brien.
That's Mac O'Brien.
Fantastic voice.
And she'll be on the radio, and then you can just walk down the street, come to the studio, walk down the street.
Wow. Cool.
She'll be at Whiskey Jack's this Saturday night. Let's get on. You know what? I am going to tell you guys about the return of Iron Plow. I know Catherine is out there, and she's like, what? So, Iron Plow, right? I'm making a comeback.
That's right.
It's going to be my first time returning to the drums since I suffered a sudden cardiac arrest on stage at the Gamma Ray Bar the day after Christmas. Mm-hmm. So, UW Health, and they had their eye on my story, and they're going to be filming my comeback for a story on my journey back to the stage.
Well, that's great.
So you can come down and be a part of the studio audience. Mm-hmm. The show that I'm playing, it's going to be a fundraiser for a local drummer, Big John Smolak, from the band Go Play God. And he was hospitalized with severe diabetes for over a year. So he's got some major medical expenses. We're going to try and help him out. Iron Plow plays at 5 p.m. September 14th, along with other great local hard rock and metal bands, Mother Hive, Revolution X, and Abaddon's End. And Iron Plow goes on at about 5 p.m. That's at the Crucible. That's over off Highway 30.
Okay.
Sunday, September 14th, 2 to 7 p.m. at the Crucible, 3116 Commercial Avenue. Look it up online. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd bring in another little different clip from my band, Iron Plow. This is me on drums with my band, Iron Plow, playing a song we call We Fly Divine.
Okay. Excellent. When is your double CD coming out, man?
Yeah, man. That's good.
I know. We got to get back in the studio. We're writing some new songs right now. And
we got a couple of texts here from Catherine. Yeah. She says, Iron Plow, I'll cowbell for you. Definitely needs more.
Yeah, we don't have any cowbells.
Yeah,
we
could have a cowbell in that one.
We were thinking about putting a banjo part in there, too.
We'll play off.
I love it. All right.
Yep. This next Sunday, September 14th, right. I'll be playing my comeback show. And come down, UW Health. They'll be there filming it. And so it'll be a good time.
Okay. We got time from here a little bit more.
All right. We got time for another one here.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Sherrick. We've talked about him. He is the vocalist for the Foo Foo Dolls. And he also does a little singer-songwriting on his own. Mm-hmm. Tonight, the 5th of September, he'll be at Lake Louis Brewery, and then the Essen House Oktoberfest. It's happening Saturday, September 6th. That starts at noon. That's tomorrow.
Yes.
Taylor plays inside at the Comeback Inn later in the day. Catch Taylor also fronting his 90s cover band, the Foo Foo Dolls, at Jefferson County Fairgrounds for their fair coming up. This song was recorded at Megatone Studios with Paul Schluter. We've been hearing his other single, but this is a new one. So let's check it out. This is Taylor Sherrick, Lost and Found.
Every time I sit in the darkness, I always wish that I could trust the line with all the matter. Together we could create some light. Even though it seems that I'm lost now, in a vacuum devoid of all the sound, I still believe that in my heart one day you'll be found. Lost and found. And if I find you, I hope that you will know. Lost
Sounds good. Okay.
Taylor Sherrick, not Bill Sherrick.
Well, actually, he is related to Bill Sherrick. I don't know if
his
Bill
son
is his,
right?
Well,
his son.
Okay, there's Bill Sherrick. Okay. There's Damon Sherrick.
Oh, Damon is
Damon
his
works
father.
At Full Compass.
Okay.
And is it Damon's son?
I believe it's Damon
is
his
nephew.
Father.
Okay.
Taylor, if you're out there, call in.
Let's clear this.
Leave a text. Go to the Civic Media app and let us know. Who's your dad? Yeah. Who's your daddy?
Okay, we got another minute here. So Max Inc. this weekend. And
that's right. Yeah. Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m., we have Mac O'Brien, Aaron Weber. He is so fun to talk to. Tune in. And then live from the Mad City, we have John Massino, the legendary guitarist back in the 70s with Punch.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, Rocker, enjoy your weekend. I know it's going to be a busy one for you. And coming up next, we're going to check in with Mike Clemens, our sports guy, about Packers and Badgers and all things sports related. Hope you enjoy your new theme music there, Rocker.
That's
your
awesome song. I want a copy.
All right. I'm sending it to you. All right. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the morning. Mike Clemens right around the corner on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. We're talking sports.
That's right. And with us is Mike Clemens. And he's been a busy, busy guy here the last few weeks getting ready for the Packers opening their season against the Detroit Lions this Sunday. And, of course, Badger football, too. Mike, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, John and Gordy. Little Freddie. Boom Boom Cannon there. Yeah, I never got called Boom Boom. Did you?
No, no. But boy, he
remember
took
that TV show Where the Action Is?
I know, he had so many great songs though. It's ridiculous.
Anyway,
what a gig! And then you know, driving your convertible to the TV studio, and then you got girls in go-go boots dancing on the platform.
I know, especially in the cages.
That's the office.
Which is really weird.
Those were the days.
Caged women. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, okay. Big game opening the season up against the Detroit Lions at Lambeau. What can you tell us? What can we expect to see Sunday?
It's an important game, and that's not some sort of sports guy hype. You know, Matt LaFleur went 1-5 last year in the division, and even though he got the team to the playoffs, it was a tough division. The Vikings had a great record as well. But, you know, you got a new boss in town, this Ed Policy, who took over, and he said, you know, this summer when we got to do a little interview for him for Civic Media radio stations, that, Matt and Brian Gutekunst, the GM, their contracts are coming up. Are they going to have an extension? He goes, well, I don't like to have guys, you know, as a lame duck. But they've got 2 years left, so we'll see what happens this season.
Wow.
Which means that, oh, okay, well.
Yeah, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, so that's the, you know, he just took over in July.
Oh.
And and then, you know, a week ago, you know, there'd been this stuff going on all summer with Micah Parsons.
Yes.
Who's this, you know, pass rush expert, excellent, you know, defensive end. And he thought he had a deal with Jerry Jones in March, but Jerry just wanted to talk to the player, not the agent. And then that thing got messed up, and then there was a holdout all summer long. And then people started suggesting that maybe the Packers were one of the teams that were interested.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out they were, because they made the trade. And I'm with Mark Murphy, the outgoing president after CEO and president for 17 years, and at a little press conference about 4 o'clock, I texted some of our producers back in Madison, and I can't keep a heads up on this story, because I see some stuff from the networks that, you know, that they hadn't posted yet. There's just some. I saw some behind the scenes activity. You know, keep an eye on this for me. So I'm at the press conference, And about a couple of minutes into it, one of the guys is, you know, they're saying goodbye to Mark because he's going into the team Hall of Fame, the Packers Hall of Fame.
Right.
And they're reviewing his career. And then one of the people standing behind the camera said, ESPN's reporting that the Packers just traded for Micah Parsons. And he just laughed. Oh, no, they didn't know. No. Mm. That's probably AI or something. Yeah. That was an actual
quote. Right.
I mean, you know, he retired in July. So he'd been out of the office.
Yeah.
And then a couple of years later, or a couple of minutes later, rather, a reporter who he trusts says, Mark, now the Green Bay Press Gazette is confirming they've traded for Micah Parsons. And he kind of, like, you know, I mean, he was stunned. Like,
oh, yeah.
What are these guys doing? And he said, what do they get for him?
Wow.
So that's how this thing came in.
Yeah.
And now is the question, is this guy going to be able to play on Sunday? Because he's had this back injury that's got into the publicity the last week or so. So finally, I can't believe all these networks, no one asked the guy, hey, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Which I did. I'm the guy, you know, I'm from Beloit. I just ask questions. You know, if you came walking into the studio with a cast on, I'm probably going to ask you, well, what'd you do? How'd you do that?
Right. Yeah.
That's just the way we are and in Wisconsin.
So you asked the question.
Weightlifting.
Yeah.
It happened weightlifting. Mm. He was weightlifting during Cowboys camp, and, you know, he heard something, you know, pop a little bit. But he's, you know, they seem to think that he can get through this with just some healing. And, you know, so he took a steroid program that the Cowboys get him started on. So he's trying to get out there in the field on Sunday's game against the Lions.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, really? So he's going to try and play.
They
yeah,
might put him out there.
Limited in practice, as they say. Yeah. But at the end of the day, might be a little painkiller about 2 o'clock. On
wow.
Sunday.
Okay.
Can I put Micah Parsons in my fantasy football lineup?
Yeah, Rocker's got a question for you.
Because
yeah.
I have him on my team. I play defense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sure. Yeah.
You think he's good to go for this weekend?
Yeah. No, I do not give out gambling.
Okay,
I was looking for the advice.
Those guys end up in the trunk of a car in Jersey. Okay?
What serious action there?
We only got about a minute left here, Mike. Anything on the Badgers playing? Who's a Middle Tennessee?
Can you clear us up? What is a Middle Tennessee football team?
I found out when the schedule came out.
Okay.
So, I think that's one of the reasons that these schools, you know, do this is so that people actually learn their name.
Yeah.
That such a fine university exists, yeah. So, and, you know, the Badgers better do a better job than they did against Miami of Ohio, you know, 17-0. The defense looked good. So Danny O'Neill is going to likely start a quarterback because their starting quarterback for the third year in a row went down with a knee injury, Billy Edwards Jr. So Danny O'Neill moved the ball pretty good in his time filling in the last game. So we'll see how he does kickoff tomorrow in Madison at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Very good. Mike Clemens, thanks for being with us. It's going to be a busy weekend for you and busy season, I'm sure. We appreciate it.
All right.
Mike, thank you
guys.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
Very good. And Rocker also, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Lots of fun.
Talk to you next Friday.
Boy, I didn't know the Packers had a new owner in there.
That's got to keep up.
No, a new president.
New president.
Coming up Monday on the show, we have Amy Horak back from David J. Frank. Also, Pam Yonke will join us, we believe. Unless she parties too much this weekend. That's it for John and Gordy. Let's see. Who's next? Oh, yeah, Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
We hope you have a good weekend. See you at the Listener Appreciation Party tomorrow. So long.
Take care.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.